We lived our little drama. We kissed in a field of white, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I can't forget the glamour. Your eyes held a tender light, and stars fell on Alabama last night. I never planned in my imagination a situation so heavenly, a fairy land where no one else could enter, and in the center, just you and me, dear. My heart beat like a hammer, my arms wound around you tight, and stars fell on Alabama last night.
Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Music from singer Billie Holiday, a recording January 8, 1957 of Stars Fell on Alabama. And I took that off of a compilation that was out in 2015, celebrating the 100th anniversary of her birth, April 7th, 1915. The album God Bless the Child, Best of Billie Holiday. New music just being released before that from OA2 Records, who are celebrating their 25th anniversary. Pianist and arranger Ben Markley and his Big Band, an album looking at compositions of Philly-born drummer Ari Honig, who's working on the album. From Ari's Funhouse, we heard the track Lyric. Music primarily out of the Denver jazz scene, a track that featured some guitar work from Steve Kovalchuk. And the set started with music from pianist Adam Schulman, his composition Central Avenue, off the album West Meets East. Trumpet player Joe Magnarelli, trombonist Steve Davis, alto saxophonist Ian Hendrickson-Smith, tenor player Stephen Riley, bassist David Wong, and drummer Rodney Green. We'll head into our final set with a new album just being released from 22-year-old drummer Marcello Corelli, his debut album, a set of original compositions from the album The Era. This is Nothing to Do Blues. following up this week with music from tenor player Keith Oxman. That saw him working with tenor player Houston Person. The album Two Cigarettes in the Dark, that was the title track. Music recorded in Denver, Colorado in 2018. Some solo work from pianist Jeff Jenkins. A duo project before that from tuba player Jim Self and guitarist John Ciodini. Their third album working together called Hanging Out. We heard the Chick Corea tune Spain, and they have a number of guests joining them on other tracks. Music out of the Los Angeles jazz scene. And the set started with a debut album from drummer Marcello Carelli, the album The Era. We heard his composition Nothing to Do Blues. Tenor player Dylan McCann, trumpet player David Schneider, trombonist Sam Keady, pianist Connor Rohrer, and bassist Max Schwartz. Music recorded at the University of Miami in May 2021. Hey, I'd love to hear from you folks, so go ahead and email any comments or requests to moz@jazzboulevard.ca, moz@jazzboulevard.ca. And of course, let me know where you're located in the world. That's going to be a wrap for this week. Look for a link to this week's podcast from our Mixcloud channel, along with playlist information at the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca. You've been listening to Jazz Boulevard, syndicated radio. This is Moz Taylor signing off now and inviting you to join me next week for our next program. Hope you enjoyed the music on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in.
Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
We are fueled by your support. You make CJSF.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy caused record-setting storm surge flooding in New York City. The devastating event prompted city officials to invest in protecting the city from future storms.
What we see is that people tend to prepare for extreme weather after they've experienced extreme weather.
But Aaron Coughlin de Perez of Tufts University says that as climate change causes more extreme weather, cities should not wait for that kind of terrible wake-up call to get prepared. In a 2025 study, she and co-authors used climate models to identify possible but never-before-seen events across several cities. For example, in Montgomery County, Alabama, models show that a future heat wave could reach almost 110 degrees, and an early spring storm could drop more than 8 inches of rain in a single day.
The goal of this modeling is to try to show people, here are examples of events that you probably want to prepare for, and try to help with that imagination of how the event could unfold and what we need to do to be ready in advance.
She says if people use past disasters as their guide for what to expect,
then we're driving forward while looking in the rearview mirror.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.